Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the Half Backed Podcast, head of NRL Round 7. I'm your host, Tim Williams. We're back to try and find you a few winners ahead of the upcoming weekend of rugby league action. Here to do that with me, as always, is former Raiders and Dragons halfback, Sam Williams. Sam, welcome back.
Good to be back, boys. How are we?
Going bloody well, thank you. And also with us, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sport, James Hughes. Jimmy, bit of pep in your step today, mate.
Yeah, it's good to be kind of back in the game, boys. I don't know. I might not have taken over you, though, yet, but hopefully I might be in first place. Who knows?
Mate, the results will be coming very, very shortly. On today's show, we're going to get straight into it this week. So we'll recap last week's results. As always, drop our lock value and Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will go through his head-to-head tips for every game of round 7 with analysis on each game. We'll also drop our moral of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy, which is off to a very poor start. Sam, we start with you, mate. And look, it was a tough week for yourself. Your lock of the week, Murray Taulagi, anytime try scorer at $2.10. Ended up getting injured in that game, scored in the corner, went upstairs, looked at it about four times, and his little toe hit the line, ruled out, disallowed. That cost you.
Yeah, disappointing that shit week. But anyway, life goes on, doesn't it?
You also had the Storm to win, Pappenhausen to score, and Munster to score at $6.29. Two out of three just with the Storm just getting home against the Doggies there. But unfortunately, Munster didn't get over. Now, Jimmy, wedged between mine and Sam's bets, you had one of the great weeks of punting. It was almost the perfect week. We'll start at your lock, mate. You had Manly with the 6.5 start against the Warriors at $1.90. That, look, it ended up being a draw by full time, so you recovered no matter which way you went, but it was, must have been a pretty comfortable watch for you.
Yeah, it was a great watch, definitely with Manly well in front. I think, you know, the Warriors were a bit off, but they did really well to stick in that game and showed a bit of character there. But yeah, I think I was nice and comfy sitting in on my couch with that plus in hand.
Very easy going there, mate. Your value bet of the week, Brisbane. The Brisbane hoodoo may be broken for you because you've put them in your bets for once in a positive way, backing them. You backed them giving away the 7.5 start to the Dolphins. That was into a Jermaine Asako try at $4.75. So, mate, your value lobbed as well, and the Broncos have looked after you for once.
Yeah, no, it is good to get a bit of love from the Broncos. I may potentially be liking them again this week. So, the tide's turned. It's a new James Hughes this year.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Mate, and to cap off what would have been the trifecta and, as I said, probably the best punting week we've ever had, your Hail Mary. You had the Roosters to beat the Knights as underdogs, tick. Parra to beat the Cowboys as underdogs, tick. Titans with an 8.5 start against the Raiders, tick. You had the Bunnies with a 10.5 start against the Sharkies to round out your Hail Mary, which was over 20-1. Mate, it ended up being a 12-point margin. Blake Brayley scored in the 78th minute and cost you.
It's the second time Souths have ruined my line in like the last 3 minutes of a game, and it would have been one of my all-time weeks, whether it be on this podcast or just in general. So it was really enjoyable. But, yeah, Souths, just a little heartbreak there at the end.
Mate, absolutely epic week. For myself, I went 0-3. I have a lot of work to do. I've been horrible the last three or so weeks. So need to really up my game. My lock of the week was Bailey Simonson, anytime try score on that left edge for the Eels at $2.35. He did not get across the stripe. My biggest win for the week didn't impact the punts at all, unfortunately, but it was the mighty Parramatta Eels. We had blow-ups on the show last week around that game. Hughie and I on the Eels, Sam saying that there was no way in the world that they could win that one. Pardon me. And the Eels did get home, so I was very happy to see that. But, boys, I've got a bit of a confession to make to you, and I don't feel good about it at all, but I thought that the listeners deserved to hear it. I feel like, for lack of a better term, a weak-gutted dog. And as we were having the blow-up about the Eels and Cowboys last week, it came after Sam dropped his lock of the week player. And I think there was a quote that I had in there that, geez, Sam, after this conversation, you're going to hate a lot of my plays this week. Now, Sam, I respect your opinion as a rugby league analyst. And as a bloke who was in a bit of a hole with his tipping in recent weeks on the Half That podcast, I got a little bit nervous. I actually had the Eels to win in my value play. But when you were going off about how confident you were about the Cowboys, I made a late little switch up and added and changed in Xavier Coates to score a try. Talk to me.
I don't apologise. I still feel that it was a good move from Brad Arthur to make changes. It was the big thing that I took out of that game, because the previous week they never looked like scoring a point, and the right side of that field for the Eels was just no threat whatsoever. So good coaching to Brad Arthur. That's all I can say. Certainly not my fault. You got to pay credit where credit's due. It was good coaching, Brad Arthur. And yeah, just follow your gut. That's all I can say. I'll tell you now, for as long as I live, neither of you blokes are going to change my opinion. So you may as well not let me change mine.
The thing is, Timmy, like, look, Sam's ex-rugby league player, 100-game veteran, mate. Like, he's got heart in the game. He watches a game of footy, and he can't separate himself from the love of the footy. And he was outright against Para last week, and you just fell for it, mate. And I don't feel sorry for you
but
at all.
But it's the coach listened to the podcast and made the necessary changes that I had suggested. That was the key. Right. He changed the six. He got someone who was going to take more control and take accountability about that right edge, and look at the difference. So, listen, the way you said it, it was a loss from me, but the way I see it, that it was actually a win. I just couldn't bet on that market.
Yeah, big fan of the podcast, Brad Arthur. Loves the Half That podcast.
Loves it.
Not actually a dig at you, Sam. I was actually having a crack at myself for being cowardly and turning it. So, I was a bit disgraced with that one. However, once again, I've said this about 3 weeks in a row, no excuses, work to do. Hughesy, you have elevated yourself into top spot on the leaderboard, -25% return for the season. I am at -48% in second place. Sam at -49% in third place. Got him by the skin of his teeth. Whoever you're betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Boys, let's get stuck into our plays for round 7. $100 to play with, 65% going to our lock, 25% to our value, and 10% to our Hail Mary. Sam, we'll start with you. Your Brian Bevan lock of the week. What have you got for us?
Okay, let's lift. All right, this is how it's going to go. All right, Brian Bevan lock of the week. Warriors are going to be far too good for the Dragons, which means that Dallin is going to score, Montoya to combine for 2+. Now, this +2 market, it got me excited. Honestly, I haven't been back to it for a few weeks, and I said at the time that I'm going to that. What a great market. Pick a couple that I think, then I don't have to get pissed off when one of them scores 2 and I had them reach the score, so I don't have to worry about that rubbish. So I just go, boom, +2 between them. How good? Dallin Watini's Lesniak, Montoya to score, combined for 2+ tries at $2.40. I expect the Warriors to be far too good, and I expect them to, Dallin might get a double. Montoya might cross. However it looks, +2, $2.40.
Could get 6 between them. Sam, where you're right, that it's a great market. Where is it being offered?
Well, due to lack of timing, I have only looked at Sportsbet once again. So Sportsbet are offering $2.40. All my markets today will be with Sportsbet.
Sam, I completely agree. I go through the first thing I do each week before I get my punts. I go through the games. I look at the odds just head to head and go, all right, where's the value here? What doesn't add up? The first one I saw was that Warriors-Dragons game. I couldn't believe the Warriors weren't shorter in that game. Obviously, it's a Dragons home game in Wollongong, but the Warriors, I think they'll flog them as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. I still not sold on the Dragons. People are yahooing about the Dragons, I don't see it. It's good to see them with the fight in there. I'm happy to see it. It's great for the Dragons. They're too big a club to be where they've been for the last few years. It breaks my heart watching someone like that struggle, but I haven't seen the consistency there for them. On the exact opposite end, I've seen so much consistency from the Warriors, and I think they have the pedigree there to be far too good. I'll give you a little one. Go through the games and put your own market together and what you think it might be, and then go look at the markets because it gives you a real idea about what you think and what the market's saying. And then, you know, if you're a big difference in the market, you might have missed something, but I know it's a really good way for me to have a look at the make an opinion without making an opinion based on numbers.
Yeah. What line did you give the Warriors then?
I don't do lines, Jimmy. I just go, this side's good and this side's shit. I don't do players and numbers and all that, whatever you do. I just go, they are much better because of X, Y, and Z lines.
So they're much better. So $1.44, that's the money.
So I just sit there and I go, okay, I think they should be short. I think they should be longer. I think the Warriors would be too good. Bada boom, bada bang.
All right, Hughesy, for that game. Sorry, mate. For that game, the line is 6.5. What's your modelling got the lines out of someone who absolutely looks at those sorts of things?
So, yeah, I've got the Warriors 3-point favourites, not at home, obviously. So, ooh. I'm actually going to take St. George in my Hail Mary.
Oh, Jimmy, you're doing to me.
Data and, opinion just never seems to match up. Hughesy, let's go to you then. What have your lines telling us? What's your Brian Bevan lock of the week?
My lock of the week, I'm going to go the final game of the weekend. We've got Cronulla against the Cowboys, and I want Cronulla -2.5 at $1.90. The Cowboys obviously playing well, but they're conceding about 25 points a game still. So their defense is not there yet in the top echelon of football teams, even though they're right up on the top of near the top of the ladder. Cronulla, I think, can get this one done and keep themselves in first place. But albeit, you know, for a short period of time, I think good teams will start coming over the top. Like Cronulla have played, I think their two opponents that I respect are the Raiders and New Zealand, who they've beaten. So they really haven't come up against anyone exceptional just yet, but I think they'll still be too good for the Cowboys.
Hughesy, you've taken the Sharks with the 2.5 line. What does your line say for that one, mate?
Yeah, so I've got them 6-point favourites.
Jeez, huge swing.
Yeah.
Up the Sharkies. Boys, my play for the week. I've gone back to a bit of an old favourite as I get desperate to find a winner, but never has it looked any better, and it is the left wing at the Newcastle Knights. It will be either Greg Marju or Inari Tuala. I'm hoping to find this out before the game on Sunday. I'll be able to post that certainly in the SC Playbook subscriber WhatsApp group in the punters thread there with upon confirmation. Marju, typically a left edge winger, came back on the right from injury and Tuala stayed on the left. But Barry Toohey, the head honcho journo out of Newcastle, he sort of mentioned that he on Twitter that he thinks Marju will be going back to the left. Regardless, that left edge at the Knights is starting to hum. Kai Pearce, Paul, Ponga, Hastings, their combination is starting to come along nicely. 41% of their tries are coming down their left edge compared to 18% on the right. The Doggies, though, this is where the big part of it comes into it. It is a day game. The Doggies' right edge is conceding 68% of their tries, an absolute mammoth amount. So I just think this bodes so, so well for that left winger to score. Marju's at $2.05 on points bet, and Inari Tuala, if it is him, is $2.25 on points bet at the moment. So we'll confirm that, but it does look like it's hopefully going to be Greggy Marju. Sam, although to you, mate, your value play of the week, 25% of your bet.
I think that I think Manly give the Titans a touch up. I think that the scoreline flattered the Titans last week against the Raiders. I actually thought that the Raiders controlled you know, the very, very vast majority of that game and played a style of football that I thought was not too dissimilar to the week before. Ricky Stewart spoke about the tactics of the Titans. I think that did happen. I thought that they had hands on the ball. They laid in the ruck and they did a really good job. Just while I'm on that, I think Casey Badger did an excellent job in that game as well. I was on the sideline. I thought that she handled a lot of situations really well. I thought that the way that she allowed the game, she didn't blow a million penalties and she didn't blow predictable penalties, robot penalties as I like to call them, that, you know, you're meant to blow one here and you're meant to give a side there and all that. I thought that Casey Badger did a really good job. So I know the spectacle probably pulled back a fraction because of some of the tactics, but I thought she did a great job. There you go. That won't be a bet, but I also felt that the Titans were flattered by the scoreline. Raiders dominated so much of that game. They let themselves down late in the first half. With the only time that they looked like breaking the line was when they went through and scored, and then they scored a couple late. They scored off a kick from a scrum. Brimson looked good near the end, but I just thought that the Titans, yeah, there wasn't enough there for me to like. So I think Manly go there. Good conditions, 5:30. It's made for points for them. I like Manly, so I'm going Saab and Turbo to combine for 2+ tries. Manly giving away 14.5, $4. There's a line for you, Husey.
So you got Casey Badger to bounce back in coming weeks at $2.40. Now, I like that play. And, Sam, just quickly on the – you talked about the robotic penalties and the ones that they're meant to give. Like, we don't need to go too much into it, but I watch a lot of footy with you and you do speak about this, and one of the ones a lot of the time is like just often square ups and offside when a team is working it out of their own end, and inevitably you'll say there'll have just been a bad penalty or something. You go, there'll be a square up here and there'll be within the 10 going early and there'll be a penalty and they'll go downfield. Talk to us about that.
It's just predictable. Every single game, all I see is a side get, especially if the home side's down in the first 15, 20 minutes, coming out of their zone is the easiest time. You know what? There's going to be someone offside every single play of the game. Every single play. Or someone's going to have a lie on the ruck for half a second too long in every single ruck or hand on the ball. If you want to find a penalty, if you're looking for penalties, you will find them.
Yeah.
And Casey Badger last week let the game, you didn't blow penalties. One of the big things about fatigue in rugby league, and this is we sit back and we talk about the speed of the game. Everyone talks about the speed and bringing in fatigue in the game. The biggest thing that allows a player to recover is penalties and tries. Okay? So penalty, you get a chance to get your breath, they kick for touch or whatever it might be. Penalties and then tries come from penalties and playing down the other end. That's what gives you a chance to have a rest. If you let the game flow and you let the game go for 10 minutes or so, you watch the little fella come into the game then. And at the moment, I think we're so predictable. Our referees, they're so scared of getting things wrong and they're so worried about perception that they're robotic in the way they referee because referees get coached.
Yeah.
Far out. Coaching. Just watch the game. And if it's a penalty, it's a penalty. And don't have these predicted penalties, you know, going into every set. It does my head in. It's the single biggest pet hate of mine within rugby league at the moment.
There's actually a good stat. There's a good stat from rugby union actually around if a team gets a player put in the bin for 10, the opponent wins the penalty count in that 10. the team, they win the penalty count in that 10-minute block. So essentially the referee has naturally gone, that guy's in the bin, and then he gives or she gives them the benefit in that next 10 minutes. And it's just that natural bias that human beings probably have. But, you know, the square up's just, yeah, it's not fit for the game and we don't want to see it, right?
Thank you, Hughie. There's a stat I can relate to. That is 100% and happens all the time in rugby league as well. If it's 10 minutes, if someone gets put in the 10-minute sin bin, you watch the next penalty and the way that the game, there's no way any ref gives back-to-back penalties. It doesn't happen. So great stat.
Just around that and that conversation, the one that kills me, boys, it's when a team loses a penalty count 10-2, and every single time the losing coach in that game come out, they blow up in their press conference about the 10-2 penalty count. I'm like, did they ever consider that they just conceded 10 more times they illegally impacted the game compared to two? Like, penalty counts don't have to be five all every game. They can be skewed if a team does less, more discrepancy, whatever it's called.
Well, what happens if you do five head highs and you take off someone's head five times? Does that mean you have to get five offsides to make it even up? Like, it's exactly a clear penalty. I think that the clear penalties are clear. And if players want to try and cheat, give them a chance. All right, boys, I've seen you doing this. The next person who does this, you will be penalised. And I'm a bit the same as some of the knock-ons that we try and find in the game these days too. Any little remote, if it goes backwards by half a metre, they're still calling a knock-on. I don't think it impacted the game, and I think let the game go. We're looking for reasons to stop the game as opposed to let it go.
Yeah, there was one stat, sorry, we keep going on about it, but there was one stat from that actual game. I think the ref boss came out with that the penalty count should have been, if you blew absolutely everything, should have been 30 to 10. So it was still grossly negative in the same direction as it was in the real count. So, like, it was all it all equaled out over the game, and I think it was a good game of footy.
Exactly my point, Husey. Yeah. 30 to 10, so 40 penalties in the game. Because if we look for penalties, we will find one in every single ruck of the game. There's going to be a penalty. And if we want to find penalties, it'll be 10, 15 all every game. But let the game go. And if they repeatedly try and slow the ruck down by doing tactics like hand on the ball, I can cop a penalty. But if we're looking for nitpicking and trying to find someone who's half a step, you know what? Another thing I felt from last week, Chevy Stewart, yeah, he was offside. He was offside. But every single try, someone trying to save the game in that instance, they're probably going to be a little bit offside. And if they're clearly offside, I know this sounds stupid because if you're offside and you save the game, well, effectively you've done the wrong thing and should be penalised. But I don't know. I just think that it was a fantastic play. And if it had been the Titans, I would have said the same thing because I think what will happen is now going forward, I think you'll see very few players being able to charge down the kicker without being penalised. Yeah, it was half a step. I'm happy for it. Yeah, that's just my opinion anyway.
Like it, boys. Enjoyed that referee quite a bit. Rant over, though, for now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Husey, back into it. Value play, 25% of your bet.
Timmy, I think we must look at the same website because that's 68% on that left edge for the Knights. I've taken Greg Marju, assuming he's going to be there in the same vein as you. So I'll assume the same as yourself. Take out whoever's the left wing I want in this multi, and I'm going to roll that into the Knights to win 1-12 versus the Dogs. So yeah, Greggy Marju into Knights 1-12 gets me $5 for my Val play.
Beautiful, mate. You actually got me onto said website. So shout out to Stats Insider for that one. Go and check it out. Some great left edge, right edge sort of stuff there. Boys, Sam, I've got the same game as you, Manly and the Titans. I also think Manly will win, but I wasn't, God knows what those two sides are going to throw up. I do think there's going to be a ton of points in it. I'm still a bit scarred by the Roosters and Doggies games in the wet a couple of weeks back when I went unders. So I'm avoiding that for now, just going to cut the try scorers. Another popular one on this podcast hasn't helped us in one or two cracks this year, but Kaan Perera, look, there's been excuses in the sense that he's had Fifita and Foran who've had injury issues of their own this season. Fifita hasn't played the full 80 yet, I don't believe. He scored 20 tries in 23 games last year. So I've gone Khan Pereira to score. He got a double last week for the Titans against the Raiders. Into Tom Trbojevic to score at $4.98 on points bet. You can get Khan Pereira at $2.20 himself to score, which I think he's pretty good odds there. Titans defense, horrible. Second worst in the NRL, conceding 29.2 per game. Manly, healthy scoring rate there, 24.5 per game. So they should flow. So Khan Pereira into Tom Trbojevic, $4.98 with points bet. Sam, you're Steve Jackson, Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Yeah, I've gone to the Raiders-Broncos game. I think that the Raiders are playing very gritty, and I think that last week they played better than the scoreline reflected. But I have gone to the try-scorer market as opposed to the head-to-head here. I think that the inclusion of Reece Walsh is the massive difference between the two sides. I think that he exploits overlaps better than anyone in the game. So I've gone with a couple of try scorers from the Broncos. This isn't to say that the Broncos definitely win the game, but I can guarantee that James Schiller is seeing a lot of people coming at him this week. Reece Walsh gets on the outside of the half better than anyone, and he throws a flat pass to his winger better than anyone. So I think James Schiller's in for a massive week, and he's showed so much good attacking prowess. It's a big week for him defensively. If he can step up after signing with Newcastle during the week, it's a really big week for Schiller. So I think that Corey Oates could get a double, and I think that Selwyn Cobbo might cross as well. $15 about them. I think that the Raiders are going to have some points in them. I think it'll be good conditions for footy. So I don't necessarily think that the Broncos are definitely going to win this game, because I think that the Raiders forward pack is actually a better pack than the Broncos. Joe Tarpany last week, 303 metres, unbelievable. I think that the Raiders will play through the Broncos, whereas I think the Broncos try and go around the Raiders, and especially on the Raiders' right-hand side. So Oates for a double and Cobbo to score, but not necessarily tipping the Broncos.
Yes, like that after the Eels-Cows blow up last week, bit of synergy between our punting this week, Sam. Like it much, much nicer. Hughesy, you're Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week.
So I'm kind of sticking with my methodology from last week, going for a few lines in a multi. I've got the Dragons, which I mentioned earlier, six and a half plus versus the Warriors. No need to get in a spat with Sam on that one. I'll play on. Parramatta minus 8.5 versus the Dolphins. I think there's Hamaso's out for the Dolphins, which I think is a big loss. So that one I'm liking quite a lot. Penrith to really put a number on the Tigers at 13.5. I think the outfit's going to just be too good, and it's going to be a tough one for the Tigers. And then I'm actually going for Brisbane minus 7.5 versus the Raiders. My love for the Broncos is starting to warm up, so I'm in on them there for that, and that gets me $13 all rounded out.
$13?
Oh, he just had a $15 one. That's only $2 difference.
Yeah, last week it was $50, though, so I've got a bit of form on the board to actually be allowed to go back a little bit.
Well, that $50 didn't win, did it? But, you know.
Loosely used term, Hail Mary, but look, boys, after a slow start to the year, we just need
good
a few wins.
Good luck with your value, Hughesy.
When we get back into a positive at some stage with a bit of luck there, we'll see those ones blow out. Boys, I've gone with a three-leg multi, not of the same game variety. I've gone the Warriors to win 13-plus against the Dragons. I think they wallop them there. I've gone Bronson Sherry to score and Corey Oates to score after the exact same logic as Sam with James Ischilla, Reece Walsh there. Cobbo's been awesome at centre. He's already said it. Just one to touch on there. Bronson Sherry, you get $3.50 across most spots for him to score. This bet is with Sportsbet as well. The left edge of the Dogs, it's what we hoped for since the start of last year, when they had a few key signings there. Adoka had 6 line breaks there last weekend, I think it was. Viliami Kikia looks unbelievable, leading the Dally M's. There's been 2 hat-tricks on that edge in the last couple of weeks between Birdo and Fox. So with speed to burn, Bronson Sherry looks good back in the NRL. He only needs to back up one of these tries. He can crash over himself. So Warriors 13-plus, Bronson Sherry, Corey Oates, $17.22. All right, we have lost Hughesy to his actual job. So thank you, Hughesy, and good luck with your punts, mate. Let's continue on, Sam, our moral of the week last week. You were on deck with Xavier Coates, anytime try scorer, $1.60 against the Canterbury Bulldogs. Could not cross the stripe, mate. My turn this week. I have gone to the Warriors just to win head-to-head against the Dragons at $1.44. Sam, let's get stuck into your tips for the week, and we will start with tonight's game. And it is a cracker to kick off the week. It's the Roosters versus the Storm. Roosters $2, Storm $1.85. Who do you like?
I like the Storm. Yeah, I do. I sort of ummed and ahed around some of the plays here. I like the Storm again. I still haven't seen enough of the consistency from the Chooks to be able to back them. I did like the look of Angus Crichton last week. He's back running, running to break tackles and squaring up his halves and running good lines. I thought he was really good, Angus Crichton, last week. But I'm going to lean towards Melbourne. I think there's enough there that they'll bounce back from a somewhat underwhelming performance last week.
Yeah, extremely hard game to tip that one. I'm just leaning towards the Storm as well. Bellyache will give him a bit of a fire up after last week's effort, which was a little bit disappointing despite getting them in there. Sam, you've already mentioned you're very keen on the Warriors against the Dragons. Moving on to the third game of the week, the Parramatta Eels versus the Dolphins. That one is up in Darwin. The Eels are $1.39, the Dolphins $2.99. Who do you like here?
Oh, God. I was, pretty... I don't see enough in the Dolphins at the moment. To be honest, I think that there's some other sides, if the Eels were playing against, I'd be a lot more bullish with. But the Dolphins, geez, they're missing some troops, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's the market's probably fairly right around that $1.40 for the Eels and the $3 for the Dolphins. I think it's got it fairly right. Look, I'll go towards the Eels with the Dolphins missing too many.
Yeah, Hamiso is such a big out just for the attack there. A lot of points in the big fella. So I'll go with the Eels as well up in Darwin. Panthers versus the Tigers. Look, Panthers firm, $1.18, favourites here. Tigers $4.90 out in Bathurst. Footy out to the country, how good. The line here, though, Sam, is 13.5. What would you do with the line?
I reckon that the Panthers would be too good. Seething from last year's loss in this corresponding game. I think that who saw that coming? One of the all-time great wins from the Tigers, but I think Penrith will be far too good. I'll be giving the line away with the Panthers.
Yeah, I think Panthers will smoke them as well. I'd take them with the line. You mentioned that you like the Seagulls against the Titans up there in the fifth game of the round. Saturday night, 7:35, Broncos versus the Raiders. Broncos $1.41, Raiders $2.90, set three. You didn't seem too confident on this one, but leaning towards the Broncos?
I am, but I think that the Raiders pack's going to control that game. I think that the Raiders price is actually very backable. I like the look of the Broncos with Walsh there in terms of scoring points, but I think that the Raiders can control the middle. I think they've got a much better pack. They're playing well and playing consistent, and I'm going to lean towards the Raiders. You'd probably play the line, but yeah, I wouldn't talk anyone out of the price at the closer to the $3 mark.
For the office lady tipsters that we know tune into this podcast and they're trying to get their head to head right, who would you give for them?
Office lady, canteen lady. I think you got to take the Broncos, but yep. We're a punting podcast, not a tipping podcast, so take the price.
All righty. Doggies versus the Knights on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Doggies playing some good, tough footy this year at $2. Narrow outsiders to the Knights at $1.85.
Yeah, look, I'm still not sold on either side, to be perfectly honest. The Dogs are probably showing some more grit at times. The Knights have just been, they've come off such a high from last year and struggling a little bit to meet that as well. Not real sure. But, I just look at Jamin Salmon starting in the back row, Josh Curran at lock. I think Kai Pierce-Paul was excellent last week, and I think Dylan Lucas is a great young player. So, they're around these sort of edge players, whoever can do the best job defensively against some others, you know, that Dog's left-hand side's fantastic. We know what Kalen Ponga can do as well. So I'm really unsure. I'd hate to be trying to, I'll lean towards, let's go the Dogs.
Doggies. All righty. I like the Newcastle Knights in this one. As good as the Dogs have been this year, I think too much firepower at the Newey Knights. to round out round seven, the Sharkies versus the Cowboys at Shark Park in the Shire. Sharkies $1.69, Cows $2.16. Should be a fun game to watch. Who have you tipped?
Yeah, Will, I didn't see a lot of that last week's game with the Cowboys and the Eels, but there's no doubt the Cowboys let me down something chronic, so I can't go back to them. In saying that, they're the sort of side that turns this round and wins it by 20. So yeah. Another extremely hard game to tip. I stayed away from it for that reason. I think that the Sharks at home will be too good, but, yeah, I really don't know how this one plays out.
Yeah, tough game, but Shark is at home for me, playing some good footy. Just a bit more solid across the board. Big forward, Pat, too. All righty, Sam, we'll wrap that up for the Halfback Podcast for round seven. Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure once again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in and good luck this weekend.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.